Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
Hello, I'm David Cheel. Welcome to the FT's Culture Cast. This is the latest in a series called The Life of a Song. At the age of 86, Burt Bacharach is currently touring the US and arrives in the UK and Ireland for dates in the summer. On stage, he contributes vocals to a few songs, but anyone who has seen the great man perform will testify that he is a pretty terrible singer. Notwithstanding his advanced age, his voice is dry, husky. He will leave most of the vocalising to the singers in his ensemble. Bacharach's gifts, of course, lie elsewhere. He has composed some of the most sublime melodies in the history of popular music, and his 15-year partnership with lyricist Hal David yielded an unstoppable string of classics, beginning in 1958 with Perry Como's Magic Moments, until their acrimonious split in 1973. Bacharach and David's chief muses were Dusty Springfield and Dionne Warwick, both of whom released versions of I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself in 1964 and 1966, respectively. The song's life, though, began in 1962, when Bacharach and David were brill-building songwriters, and the song was recorded by the American singer Chuck Jackson. His version, however, was unreleased and remained shelved until 1984. Using the same lush orchestral backing track, it was recorded again in the same year by Tommy Hunt, but failed to chart. The song's dramatic ebb and flow lent itself to both singers' soulful voices. There's a streak of soul running through many Bacharach-David compositions. Hence, when English blue-eyed soul singer Dusty Springfield met Bacharach in New York in 1964, she returned to London with the song and recorded it at London's Olympic Studios. The song itself is characteristic Bacharach-David, with its shifting tempos and keys. As a young music student, Bacharach had immersed himself in the music of Stravinsky, Ravel, Dizzy Gillespie, while the lyric is packed with immaculate rhymes. Also, dig Hal David's clever transposition of the word just. I just don't know what to do, followed by don't know just what to do. Springfield's version was a triumph, reaching number 3 in the UK charts. Warwick recorded her own version a couple of years later. Her version follows the same template, although perhaps lacks Springfield's desperation. Another soulful treatment of the song came in 1970 from Isaac Hayes, though his is quite different. His protagonist seems to be pacing his apartment in the wee small hours, brooding rather than boiling. Hayes' version lasts a simmering 7 minutes. Also in 1970, Sissy Houston, mother of Whitney, aunt of Warwick, released a stomping, up-tempo, brassy soul version. In the 1970s, Bacharach went out of fashion, but he had a couple of unlikely new wave champions, the Stranglers, who covered Walk On By, and Elvis Costello, who took to incorporating I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself in his live set, stripped down but typically histrionic. A version appears on the 1978 Stiff Records compilation album, Stiff Live. Costello, always a crooner at heart, went on to record an excellent album co-written with Bacharach, 1998's Painted From Memory.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself.
And then the White Stripes took the song by the scruff of the neck giving it the full raw rock treatment. A wall of guitar noise, walloping drums, a vocal from Jack White that teeters on the brink of hysteria. The duo recorded it in 2001 during a BBC Radio 1 evening session and put it on the B-side of their 2002 single, Fell in Love with a Girl. It struck a chord and was subsequently released as a single in its own right, with Sofia Coppola's famous video of Kate Moss pole dancing. If Bacharach performs the song on his current tour, it's likely to be in a more sedate arrangement than this sonic tornado, perhaps one of the most startling cover versions of all time.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.